News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Come Monday, June 23, the Ministry of Labour and Social Security will be adjusting the fees for the processing of work permits. Under the new structure, the non-refundable fee for the processing of applications for work permits will be increased to $15,000, up from $14,400. The fee to replace a work permit identification card will also be increased to $7,500, up from $7,200. Director of the Work Permit Unit in the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, Lisa Ann Grant, says the new structure is designed to protect Jamaican workers while generating revenue.
For the areas where we have observed that the local skills are available, these areas, of course, will attract higher fees. The other sectors that we want to attract certain investments will, of course, carry lower fees. In that way, we will see a protection of the local labor force whilst attracting at the same time skills that are not yet available on the local market.
Ms. Grant was speaking at a GIS think tank session Tuesday. The government is to build 2 kilometers of concrete roadway along the access road to the Riverton City landfill in St. Andrew. The project is to cost $200 million. Local Government and Community Development Minister Noel Arscott says concrete is one of the preferred paving materials for Jamaica's roadways, given its life expectancy, load carrying capacity, and competitive price.
We have to find ways to construct roads with longer lifespan. This ministry, along with the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, is assessing road construction technologies with the intent of realizing value for money in the road building sector.
Minister Arscott was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Parliament Tuesday. Commercial banks and other deposit-taking institutions can now begin using agents to offer services following the passage of the Banking Services Act.
Banks can now use agents to do a number of services: cash deposits and withdrawals, cash payments of bills, transfer of funds, balance inquiries, and the collection of documents from customers. So this opens it up for non-financial institutions to become agents, which will facilitate mobile money.
Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson. He says with the passage of the Act, non-financial institutions can now become agents, allowing customers to carry out monetary transactions, including balance inquiries and making payments via their mobile phones. The Banking Services Act was passed in the lower house June 4 and in the Senate on June 13. The Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment is reporting positive feedback from the public regarding the establishment of the Entertainment Registry. The registry is aimed at certifying and registering local entertainment practitioners. Junior Entertainment Minister Damien Crawford says the ministry is seeking to get more persons to register.
We're now going to be going on our marketing campaign. The GIS is actually designing a full campaign for us for the rest of this month and next month, and that is why the deadline is the 31st of July.
Mr. Crawford says discussions are ongoing with the Ministry of Labour and Social Security to facilitate an amendment to the 1999 Place of Amusement Regulation, which would make it necessary for promoters to be registered in order to apply for a Place of Amusement license. And Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says parents who are unhappy with Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT placements must submit transfer requests to the ministry for approval. Primary schools received the results of the placement exam on Thursday.
School administrators are reminded that transfers may be requested 2 weeks after the release of the GSAT results, and that in accordance with the Code of Regulations 1980, the minister must give approval for transfers where necessary.
Minister Thwaites was speaking in Parliament recently. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I am Carlene Brown.
Jamaicans from all walks of life,
we must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we said.
To that.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must. Hey.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.